Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We are dental practice brokers. And I am a dentist for 25 years, and been doing the dental practice brokerage now for 14 years. So today's topic is, in selling a dental practice, a major obstacle is encountered for both buyer and sellers. We'll talk about that next. But as you know, we are now in over 22 states. We have 10 employees, including two CPA accountants, marketing director, operations director, and a number of development acquisition specialists. So we're now available to you 363 days a year. We only take off Christmas and Easter. Please give us a call. We'll be more than happy to advise you. And even if you want to compliment your conversation or an appraisal, just give us a ring. Our number is 201-663-0935. And the website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. So please give us a call and we could have a nice chat with you. Now, everything you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal advice. In the event you also want to sell to a large DSO, please call us because we work with them all the time. We don't work for them. We just independently pick and choose for you who we think the best ones are. They often pay our commission, and our commission is the same with all of them. So it doesn't matter which one we choose, but we want to choose the best one for you, one that will be in business for a long time, one that's not having financial troubles, one that can go to closing adequately, one that can get the funds to go to the closing. Because some of these DSOs on certain deals cannot get the funding. So that's something to be really aware of. But we'll help you there. Now, so let us know, because our commission is going to be paid by them. Also, if you work with us based on certain criteria, we will reimburse your legal fees upon successful closing. And I think we're one of the only brokers in the country doing that now. Based on some criteria, of course, but still, we've done this many, many times. And we'll take care of you. Now, today's topic is these hurdles. What are the hurdles of buyers and sellers, or an obstacle buyers and sellers will often encounter? Well, we have three deals going on right now. I've talked about this multiple times in the past, but it's still happening. And that is the choice of the wrong attorneys. So what do we have? I have three letters of intent. Two different buyers on two different deals insist that they're going to use their private attorney who they've worked with in the past and they feel comfortable with them. And I ask them, well, let me see, when you say comfortable, what does that word mean? They say, well, we had a successful closing. I said, yeah, did you run into problems like years later? Well, there wasn't that much time. It's only happened in the last 5 years. I said, yeah. You're not going to know about who's the best attorneys are sometimes until after the deal and you have problems with the contract. So we have two buyers. One buyer, this is their second deal. They want to use their home attorney because on this one deal they did, they were happy. They were pleased. Well, they don't, you know, their experience is minimal. My experience, I'd have to say, 14 years, over 150 deals. We work 363 days a year. We have somewhat more experience than them, I would say, under the circumstances. But no. So I explained to them, we're going to run into trouble. You're going to buy, I can give you an attorney that has done this about 150 times a year. That's how many deals they close. 150 deals a year. How many deals does your attorney, your friend, your family attorney, does he have even anything remotely close to that? These are dental deals. They go, well, no, I'm not sure, but I'll check and I'll get back to you. And sure enough, I would think after giving the whole spiel, they were going to come back and take my suggestion about using a dental attorney. They said, no, we're comfortable with our attorney. So one deal, right? With this one attorney, they're comfortable, and I know the trouble they're going to hit. Because how do I know? I've already heard some questions that the other attorney has utilized, has put forth. And I'm like, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. What are you talking about? And I knew right away, this isn't the first rally of questions. I could tell right away, not knowledgeable of the dental field. I tried to, went back to the buyer again and explained this. No, they're comfortable. So in this circumstance, what do? You've got to talk to the seller. And you've got to really drill it home that please, you've got to use a dental attorney. At least if you have a non-dental attorney on a deal, one, at least on the opposite side, seller or buyer, get a dental attorney that does this 100 times a year. Somebody that's doing a significant number per year. Significant. It may not have to be 100, but maybe they're doing 20 a year, 25 a year, somewhere around there. So that's what you've got to do. So the other party in this transaction has to get, be it buyer or seller. In this situation, it's a buyer choosing the wrong attorney. So we're informing the seller, please, you get the dental attorney, let him be the lead. And we have another deal, okay? He's done it, his attorney, he bought 4 practices, okay? He's the smartest guy in the room. Of course, he knows everything, right? 4 practices was not his first rodeo. He's so smart. Yeah, tell me about it. He's another one. He's even worse because he's done 4. He's, no. My attorney, this is the buyer. I've done successful deals with him. It's no problem. I said, please, will you listen to me for your sake? In the deal, will you kindly use a dental attorney? Because it's going to save you a significant amount of time, effort, and possibly money. Because the chances of this attorney knowing what he's doing and having the history, especially if we encounter a problem, we need attorneys that have had a history of problems, whatever they are, that they can fall back on. That's what we're asking for. So, the doctor's not going to do it. He's sticking to his guns. He's adamant. He's going to do it his way. He's choosing his attorney, and it's always the same words, who he trusts. So this is the buyer. I went to the seller. I said, you got to listen to me. Please choose one of these dental attorneys. Here's 3 of them. I don't care who you choose. I don't get anything out of it. I just want your deal to go to closing smoothly. And we've got a head of expert in the room. All of these attorneys are doing over, we're close to 100 a year, all of them. So choose one of the 3, please. So finally, in this situation, the seller will, it looks like he's going to choose a good dental attorney. So in the last one, we have a seller that won't listen. Same scenario. He's using his attorney who he trusts, but knows nothing about a freaking dental office. I don't know. The attorney says, oh, no problem. I've done that before. What? 7 years ago? You did a dental deal? There's so many moving parts, restrictive covenant, or work in progress, remake policy, access to records. It goes on and on. Who do the credits belong to on the account? Okay, what happens to the accounts receivable? What if the seller wants to work there? What should that employment contract look like? How do we put in, what are the right types of termination of employment clause that should be put in? Oh, no problem. Right? Yeah. Yeah, you got it. You're going to use your family attorney who knows nothing, and this is going to backfire on you. So what we're doing in that situation, we're hopefully getting the buyer to choose the right dental attorney. Hopefully. Let's see if it works. I don't know. But we can only try. Try and hope. Let's see what happens. So this has just been going on for the last week. You can imagine the headaches that we go through. All right. So please listen when I say how important the dental attorney is. Please, please listen to me. I've done this far too long, far too many times. So hopefully you will, you'll understand. All right. Thank you. Please hit the subscribe button. If you want to hear more of these, we got a lot more coming up and we are excited. All right, team. Thank you. We'll speak to you soon. Bye.